I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
Hey, how about you let me drive?
Oh, no. Who's gonna drive you home? Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, well, it's that time to drive to the close. And before we do that, I want to get to a headline. A redhead crossing the Bloomberg terminal. Apollo Global Management considering making an offer for National Amusements, Inc. That's, of course, the Redstone family company that controls film and TV giant Paramount Global. This by our own team, including Lucas Shaw, Ryan Gould, and Michelle Davis.
Yeah, interesting, too, because you're seeing Apollo Global hitting a record in today's trade. So it's been actually moving up in the session. Not that that's necessarily related to this news, but it's up about almost 2% today.
We should note that Apollo is one of a number of investors, both wealthy individuals and professional money managers, that have reached out in recent weeks to BDT and MSD Partners, the investment bank advising the Redstones. That's according to people familiar with the discussions.
All right, so something to track on this Friday. We're tracking a lot on this Friday, including an equity market that is pretty much at its best levels of the session. So we've seen really investors, certainly on the equity side of things, come back. NASDAQ, as we heard from Denise, really the outperformer, up 1.6%. We saw this trade yesterday. So let's get to it. Let's get to our Drive to the Close guest. Back with us is Doug Scioca, CEO and partner at Kavar Capital Partners. They've got over $1 billion in assets under management. He is on Zoom from Leawood, Kansas. Hey, Doug, so nice to see you. I can't remember if we've had a chance to say Happy New Year. It's already been kind of a busy 2024. How are you?
Yes, I'm great. Happy New Year to you guys as well. Thank you for having me on.
Is it cold in Kansas?
No, it's frigid and ridiculously freezing in Kansas. It's, it's 4 degrees right now and dropping.
Where is it colder, Buffalo or Kansas?
Kansas. Yeah, okay. Looks for the game on Sunday. So the Chiefs will be up in Buffalo. It looks like 22 and no precipitation. So it's going to feel balmy after the game last weekend when it was minus 27.
It's a big game this weekend. And I got to say, Doug, it's so great that Taylor Swift came along to help out the Chiefs and really get Travis Kelce on track. I bet you're really happy that she came into his life.
I am happy for her. I'm happy for the city. It's been great to have her around town. And he's very visible. She's got a bit of a cloak of protection around her, which is necessary, but she's been seen around town and it's been a lot of positive buzz in the city and we love it.
Well, talk about the game. Patrick Mahomes, it's hard not to like this guy, even if he's not your team. Every time he's in a Super Bowl, I love watching. He's just this great little player and just seems to pull it out all the time. But speaking of the Chiefs and the team and their strategy, my understanding is you think investors should take note of what they've been up to as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a kind of a little corny take on what's happening at Arrowhead Stadium, but our town tends to sort of evoke the character of their sports teams. And I've kind of made a little bit of it's probably a bit of an extension, but the Chiefs have some characteristics that they also share with kind of fundamental portfolio management of the prevailing markets. And right, we've been saying, look, you've got to have good defense. And that's been kind of the heart and soul of the Chiefs team this year. In the bond market, right, in this silly analogy, right, it's offering very stout defense, right? You've got sound portfolio protection and robust income. You've got to have, secondarily, kind of like to your point, this Mahomes magic leadership. We need to have some tried and true, probably tech-centric growth stocks, embracing AI, distancing themselves from the competition, and exhibiting incredible agility in a fast-paced industry sector. And you've got to, thirdly, you've got to have sound diversification, right, in your portfolio and certainly on the football field. And you've got to be able to score in multiple ways. Expectations are high, playbook's well worn at this part of the season. So you got to pull out all the stops and have someone like Andy Reid as our head coach. There's never any lack of creativity in offense, that's for sure.
Doug, do you like football?
I love football.
Okay,
yes.
I thought so. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Hey, can you connect the Chiefs season at all to the key themes to watch for 2024? Because I know you're watching certain elements here, including geopolitics, what's going on with rates.
Absolutely, Tim. And like everybody, right? Like interest rates are the overriding sort of priority one theme of 2024, as they were in 2023, as they certainly were in 2022. So interest rates, earnings, geopolitics, and domestic politics, sort of cross-pollination there. And then we really feel like in 2024, we're going to see an appreciable increase in M&A activity. So I'm happy to talk about any or all of those, well, the four-pronged thematic outlook for sure.
Can we go to interest rates? We just talked with our Bloomberg News rates reporter, Michael McKenzie, and this whole idea of, you know, bond traders really very closely watching maybe the Treasury curve here in the U.S. getting back to normalization, this whole idea of, you know, no longer an inverted yield curve and those longer durations moving up. But having said that, the path to getting back to normal, the question is, does the longer end of the yield curve go higher or does the shorter end go lower? And I am curious what your take is on it, because it means different things.
Yeah, so throughout last year, Carol, we saw what was called a bear steepening, right? And we saw as the short end came up and the long end, I should say that the long end barely budged. And that sort of unwound kind of going into the midsummer, we saw the pullback in equity markets when the expectation was, hey, the Fed may not be done, right? There was a lot of mixed messaging coming from some of the Fed governors on their speaking tours. We've actually now seen some more of a bull steepening that's taken place. Well, the expectation in the market, and it's begun to dissipate, right, from definitely putting in six cuts next year to maybe more like 4.5 or 5, if that's possible. So you've seen the expectation that the Fed might not be cutting as much as had been anticipated. So the 2 years really been pegged, and all the action has been on the longer end. Now, we did see some normalization even on twos and 30s earlier this week, right, where we finally saw that was kind of a refreshing deal. We've gone from 98 basis points of steepness to 210s. Now we're just at like 23. So we're seeing the right kind of steepening that's taking place. And why is that, right? Because everyone knows the Fed is done, right? How quickly the Fed cuts is really open for debate. I saw an interesting interview this morning with Austin Goolsbee. And what he was saying, which I thought was really interesting, is the investors are hinging on the words of the Fed, and they need to be hinging on the data. But at the same time, we will still raise rates if we feel like the data is inconsistent with the general trajectory of inflation. So that was a little bit of a mismessaging as well. But what the market is trying to do is ascertain 2.5 to 4% GDP growth. Boy, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
A labor market that's finally coming into balance. Boy, that's pretty good. Certain industries in the stock market, they're just starting to hit kind of a sweet spot of the upswing of their profit cycle. So you can see the soft landing scenario with rate normalization without seeing like a widening of the normalization, but just getting to where we have opportunities to pick up term premium. That's going to be really reassuring in the face of declining inflation.
Well, certainly something to think about as we head into the weekend and get ready to watch a lot of football. That's what I'm going to say. Hey, listen, be well. Great to check in with you. Doug Scioca, CEO and partner at Kavar Capital Partners. As we mentioned earlier, they've got over $1 billion in assets under management. He's joining us on Zoom from Leawood, Kansas, where it's getting chilly.
Is he going to, Doug, are you going to go to the game?
No, the game's in Buffalo.
I know, but you could still go.
Could still go. Okay. No, I will be here. Yeah. The
Kavar jet might take you.
Oh, now you're talking. Once we get that,
let's fire it up. Doug, good luck this weekend. Appreciate you as always joining us. Good luck.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Too.